John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, at first, it was easy to ignore. Shadows, noises, a locker door that wouldn't stay locked. But one night, when they went upstairs looking for answers, something came back down with them.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your Real Ghost Story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Indeed it is, and yes, 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like to share your real ghost stories with us, we would love to hear them. Of course, you can write it at realghoststoriesonline.com. It's me, it's Todd, it's Carol. We're all here today to hear your ghost story trauma.
It would be traumatic to have something follow you back downstairs. Like, yes. I was thinking about, you know, like when you were little and you're in the basement and you run upstairs because you think something's behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Coming downstairs thinking something's behind you. No, I don't want that at all.
Yeah, it kind of changes it a little bit when you're being followed by something.
Oh, my God. When I was a kid, we did have a cellar. So coming up from, and it was the old dirt cellar.
Mm.
I'm going to go down to the cellar and get some popsicles.
Yeah. There's no popsicles. It was more like for canning.
Okay. All right.
There was nothing, like there was one light bulb, you know, the one that hangs down.
With the string on it, right?
Uh-huh. That was all the only light down there. So creepy. But it was upstairs, like. Anytime I'd be upstairs, I could not run down the stairs fast enough. I always felt like something was behind me.
Ugh.
Always, always, always.
Going to the cellar to get some popsicles.
That's from Family Guys, that creepy old guy.
Okay.
Come on downstairs, I'll get you some popsicles. Get your ass over here, Chris.
Yeah.
It's that whistle thing that you're doing.
Oh, that's my God.
That's your talent.
But anybody who uses the word cellar, it reminds me of my grandma and grandpa. They had the dirt cellar and all that kind of stuff, too. And we were not allowed to go down there because, you know, something horrible could happen in a dirt cellar. So you were not allowed to go in the basement.
Because that's where the bodies are buried.
Pretty much. Pretty sure that was the case.
Was that where the jar, the canned food was, or the jars, like glass jars?
Yeah, that, and like she had her washer down there with their old wringer and all that kind of stuff. She did that stuff down there, but that was all sitting on like pallets and stuff to give it something even to sit on. But yeah, you couldn't do that. You couldn't go by the windmill because you might fall into the well. You couldn't go by couldn't go down to the cistern because you might fall into the cistern, and that would be a bad. I mean, my grandparents' house, I loved it. And I've actually been doing some stories about my grandparents' farm. But
really?
You could not go under the barn because, you know, that it's rickety. You might fall through. Nope, you can't go down in the. I mean, the house, it was like you're going to like some sort of horrific situation when you went to Grandma and Grandpa's. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
My God. I mean, Todd, you grew up in a time where like, free range children. These seem like very protective people for the era.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I don't think they were with their kids. My dad and his siblings did not grow up that way, but the grandparents, oh, you can't go in the barn. Don't you go in that barn.
What's it like? We fucked up your parents enough. We don't want you guys.
I think so. Cause you know, there were some outbuildings that you could go into and we would play in them and stuff like that. But by God, not the barn. You could not go in the basement and you stay away from that cistern and stay like the old windmill was right outside the front or the back door. Like there was enough room for a car and then there was the windmill and there was these boards over the top, but by God, you better not go anywhere near it. Like you had to stay close to the house and.
The fuck did your grandparents have buried in their home on their property?
I mean, it really is
like quite extreme for the era. Like I get now like the helicopter parents who would be like, but this is not the 1970s or the 80s.
Now, you could go run in the fields. You could do all that kind of stuff. They'd let you drive the tractor, but goddamn, stay away from that cistern.
Here's the keys to the tractor. No, the keys were already in the tractor.
Did you have a cousin or somebody that fell in? Is baby Jessica? Related to you
that nobody talks about, right? The missing cousin that nobody brings up, but grandma and grandpa, you know.
Oh, I don't have any like immediate cousins there, but I know like in the extended family, there's some of that shit that's gone on where like older, like the previous generation, like, and they, you hear like, you know, sometimes it's funny. Did you have any of this? Does anybody have any of this where you talk to like, how many kids did grandma and grandpa have or their great, great grandma have? And well, grandma had a couple sisters and brothers, but you know, this one was over here. Then they like one ends up in an institution or something. And they just kind of like, They never really talk about them again. They're just there. And then like the couple like relatives that have empathy are like, maybe we should like go check on them because they're not like complete vegetables.
But that's what people did back then. They would just, we can't care for them. So we're going to have to put them in a facility.
My entire life, I drove past my great grandparents' farm and never knew it was there because my dad never told me about it till many years later. When I was doing some research, I'm like, oh, the name of that road, that's interesting. That was my great-grandparents' last name. And then look into it. There's the fucking farm sitting at the end of that road. And I passed it a million times as a kid.
How did that never come up?
It just never did. They never talked about stuff like that, you know?
No. It's it's not until later. It's like, oh, we're going to bring this up. And here's a big here's a fun fact. You know, we're in our town, Ziegler Winery.
Yeah.
That was my grandparents' farmland.
Oh, my gosh.
And they sold it years ago. Yeah. Actually, Les Robbins bought it from my family when he won the lottery. He was a junior high teacher at Sabish.
I remember that.
In the day.
Yep.
He bought it. He put like, he did a really good thing with his money. It was a farm for, I think it was on a special needs or something of that nature, but it was a good thing. He got out of that and then they bought it as a winery and my parents now live there. It seems, you know, they're not far from there. So they drive there and they go there all the time. They are probably like, they're the norm and the cliff. My mom and dad literally kind of probably play those roles simultaneously. And they're there. I mean, every weekend I get pictures from the winery and
I would love to see your mom in the role of Norm. I think that would tickle
who's
me.
Who's who, I guess is the question. Who's who? I mean,
I think my dad's more as a cliff. I don't know.
No, I think my mom's more cliff. My dad's more Norm.
Okay.
Because Norm's more just like go with the flow, laid back, whatever. My mom's like, well, you know, what'd you know about that? Like, did you hear about, you know, about this? Like, that's totally. Yeah, that's them. My parents are Norm and Cliff.
Cliff Clavin.
That's probably actually the best description I've ever come up with for them. Because a lot of times it was like, well, it's kind of like Seinfeld's parents with a mix of Georges together. Like if they were like some sort of weird hybrid of that from Seinfeld. But really, they're Norm and Cliff. That is my parents.
Oh, God.
Hi, Mom. She listens to the show while she walks through the cemetery. I'm not making that up either. I don't know if my mom's ever been compared to Cliff Clavin.
Well, you're going to find out what she thinks about it, though.
I'm going to get a call and a text about this shit at some point, probably 5 years from now. But
when she finally hits this episode.
Exactly. Let's go to a ghost story. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Hi.
This is Jenny again. I've called it a few times. I just wanted to tell a quick story. I went to a college in West Texas. Well, actually, it was North Texas. It was the name of it was West Texas A&M, and I lived in a dorm named Stafford. And there was lots of occurrences that would happen at Stafford. There was, you know, shadows and sounds. Stuff like that. And at night, I would be working on like English papers or something, and I would hear an electrical snap above my head, and I could like hear it zap across the room. And then the button on my door that was locked would automatically pop out. The handle wouldn't turn, there would nobody would be on the other side of the door, just the button would pop out. And one night in particular, my friends and I we're talking about the place being haunted, and we decided to go upstairs because there was like an upstairs area right above our hall. And we went upstairs and it was dark and we felt a presence, and we were charging forward down the hall, and it was a lightning storm going on outside. And we got to the end of the hall and it lightning. And I was the only one that was brave enough to keep walking towards the end of the hall. And all of a sudden, all the hairs in my arm stood up, and I was not able to take another step. And I looked at the window, because there was a window at the end of the hall, and it lightened. And I saw a shadow on the floor, not in the window, but on the floor of a person. And I could, like I said, I couldn't take another step forward. And my friends were behind me. They had all stopped. And they were looking at me, and I turned around. That was the only thing I could do, was turn around and took off running. Well, we went back to our hall, and we were down there in the dark, and we were setting it underneath where we had seen the figure only on the bottom floor, right underneath it. And I was like, I'm not really a religious person at all, so this was a shock. But I suggested that we pray because of the situation that we had just been in. It was really scary. So we sat around in a circle, the three of us, and we started to pray. Well, all of a sudden, my friend Monica, she got extremely, extremely dark feeling. She looked at us, you know, and she had her eyebrows furrowed at us, and she was acting really strange. So she let go of us because we were holding hands in our little triangle, and she backed up against the wall because we were in the hallway, because it was like a enclosure, like hallway, you know, there was doors on either side. And she backed up against the wall of the hallway and really got introverted and curled up into a like fetal position and was just sitting there. And then she sat up straight and had her leg tucked up underneath her chin, and she had her arms wrapped around her. Well, I get close to her to try to calm her down, and she looks up at me with eyes that were obviously not Monica. And Monica is not a strong person. She's not, you know, she's not very strong at all. And she's like 5'3", 5'2", whereas I'm nearly 6 foot tall. And she lunges at me and wraps her hands around my neck. And she is like, I mean, she doesn't say anything. She just looks directly at me and is trying to choke me. And finally, my friend Atlanta is her name. Sorry, her mom was a hippie. Atlanta grabbed a hold of Monica and pulled her off me. And, I mean, we just kind of sit there and we're like, what the heck just happened? You know, we were freaked. And so we talked about it for a little bit. Atlanta and I talked about it for a little bit. And Monica kind of regained her consciousness. She's like, what's going on? What happened? Why am I laying on the floor? What's going on? And we told her what's going on. And she just burst in tears. And she's like, I just felt darkness. I just felt pain. I don't know what happened. So needless to say, that night, the three of us, we grabbed our, we all had twin size beds, and we grabbed all of the top mattresses of our twin size beds, and we had a slumber party in our dorm, or in my dorm, actually. And we wouldn't leave each other's side for anything. And we vowed we wouldn't talk about it. That way we could sleep in our own dorms again, which took about a week before we could do that. But we had like basically a huge slumber party every night. So anyway, I have a few more stories from the college, but I'll see them for another time. Like I said, have a great day and thanks for doing what you do. Bye.
What the hell happened that night?
Yeah.
Things went off the tracks.
Yeah, I mean, to have that, to suddenly have a friend that does that. I mean, is that like the ultimate out where I snapped, I was doing horrible shit to you? It was the devil. It was the devil. I was possessed. It was this or that. Or is it like, you know, I don't know how I would handle that. I mean, how would you feel if you discovered that you were doing something really that fucking horrible and it wasn't, you know, it wasn't induced by alcohol or drugs or anything. It's just like you kind of snapped into something on your own fruition.
That would be uncomfortable, I would think, to know that you
especially the next day.
Yeah.
Did well, I do that to you?
To know
last
that
night?
You could
I'm
do
so
that.
Sorry.
You know, I don't know. That's freaky.
The whole thing was weird because of the lightning storm. And so I get like the hairs on her body are standing up because the lightning storm would create that, but it wouldn't force you to not be able to walk any farther, you know, and just this shadow thing on the ground and all this weird stuff that suddenly happens. I don't know what you do with all that. You know, how do you like just the next night go back to studying again? I think that would kind of stick with you.
I would think that would be very, that would be traumatizing.
Yeah. Quite awkward. Quite awkward.
So awkward. And can you hang around with that person again? I don't know that I'd want to.
I don't know that I could.
It's like you are so susceptible to demons possessing you. I just don't feel safe.
Yeah, the friends that are tight with the demons, that's...
What do you do with that? It's like, I got a lot of friends. I don't need ones that attack me, become demons.
Yeah, you just got to kind of, like, what do you have with that conversation? Are you sitting at the Starbucks and it's like, dude, I'm really sorry. I was really drunk the other night. I can't believe I said that shit or did that shit. I'm sorry. I tried to strangle you. It was the devil. You know, it was Beelzebub that kind
well,
of.
Well, or I wasn't drunk. I don't know what happened. Something just overtook me like a demon, I guess.
I don't know what I would do with that.
I would back away slowly, kind of like when Homer Simpson backs into the hedge in those little memes and gifs that you know. That's what I would do. I would back away very fucking slowly.
I would run. I would jump in my car. Ooh, what creepy thing is this?
I don't know. It's not working out the way I thought it would.
That was creepy out of the blue, though. That was like, what?
Something sacred in your eyes.
That's what she was saying when she got attacked.
For just one moment to be bold and naked at your side. But your thighs were perfect, mine were lies. Decades of smiling while the mirror made me cry. Now I'm back from the grave, cancer couldn't kill the hate. Suzanne's inside me and it's way too late. Sometimes I think that you'll never understand me. Understand me. Maybe this time is forever. Say it can be. Oh, all you wanted, something special, someone sacred in your life. Just for one moment to be warm and naked. Brought the gold one, the Fire Master shine. Put it between your knees, I used to say so kind. But tonight it's going higher, wrapped around your pretty throat. I'm gonna squeeze the envy out till your heartbeat floats. Sometimes I think that you'll never understand me.
Jesus Christ.
You think?
Maybe this time is forever. Say it can be. Hi, I'm Suzanne Summers, and this could be your last breath, too. Just three easy payments of your soul, and a little squeeze or two. I will be a Thigh Master figure, put your fragile neck in mine. I will be a preacher, teacher, anything to watch you die. I will be a Thigh Master figure. Squeeze. I will be your father, mother, killer in disguise. Cause my thighs were never the best, so nobody gets to stay alive.
My thighs were never the best.
So
this is, the premise is, if Suzanne Summers were possessing the friend. Collarbone, the hinge bites
and spring. With Michael Jackson or George Michael thrown in.
Just like my old TV ads, while I straddle your chest and start the final reps. Creak, squeak, creak. Feel that
in my master.
Your tongue swells, purple veins pop like bad cellulite. Cartilage cracks, trachea flattens, flat blood vessels burst in pretty little fireworks. I keep pumping harder, smiling with my perfect. This is how you get the best thighs. By taking someone else's life. I will be your Thigh Master figure. Crushing larynx, snapping spine. I will be your preacher teacher. Teaching you to never shine. I will be your Thigh Master figure. Till your face turns black and blue. I will be the last thing you feel as I murder you for having better thoughts. Jesus. Since Suzanne ever knew. That's all I wanted.
Better thoughts.
Something special. Something sacred. In your dying eyes.
Is anyone else disturbed by the fact
that
this shit is like, I mean, this, it's literally writing on the level of like SNL, like when we would, we'd see like bits of like Dick in a Box or something.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like that took really genius comedy writers to put these sort of things like, We just made it in 3 seconds.
Does anybody think it's weird that somebody thought, I'm going to do a Thighmaster ad and take some George Michael inspiration?
Oh, no, not at all, Carol.
I'm going to make it about murder and having good thighs, because if you have better thighs than me, I'm going to kill you. Does anybody think that's weird? Tony?
Or is it genius?
Genius, yeah. I will never watch another episode of Three's Company or Step by Step and be the same ever again. Okay. I'm sorry.
That's my favorite line of the
never
watch another episode of Three's Company or Step by Step.
How can you, Tony?
Step by step, day by day. We should make a version of that song.
You know, what's really funny is the one you were singing was actually for Valerie's family, or the Hogans.
Yeah.
That was the theme for that show, not for Step by Step. But I'm sorry. That was a creepy fucking song.
That was a really creepy song. About a thigh master.
I don't know how I went to thigh master, but I'm like, how can we mix something crazy in here? Oh, she killed her with a thigh master, and this is what she's getting in the...
But she's doing the thigh master rep by rep by rep.
Yeah.
Squeeze.
You even got Suzanne Summers in that. Oh. That was...
Well, that's
crazy.
What happens when you're possessed by the ghost of Suzanne Summers. Well, that was the whole premise of the song. So,
and I hear that shit's going around, so be very careful.
You don't want to. It's like COVID all over again. You don't want those Summers. We were like, fucking mask up for that shit.
Get inoculated right now.
All right, there you go. That's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever it may be, so you don't miss any of our episodes. Get the bonus content, the advanced episodes, ad-free stuff, Patreon, and also Apple Podcasts. Just find our content right there. Search Real Ghost Stories Online. Until next time, for Carol and Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Squeeze.
John Daly here.
You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spin on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino,
America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here.
You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino.
Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily.
And the best part?
Guaranteed daily jackpots.
You can't beat that.
So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's Social Casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spin on Moto, America's Social Casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.